Federal warning. Fake Novodisson roller Brussels site surface amid debt relief push. What authorities say on May 21, 2026, the Ministry of Finance issued an urgent alert about fraudulent websites that impersonate the Novodisson roller Brussels program. Officials say criminals are abusing the program's credibility to steal money from citizens with debts. The notification, confirmed by the federal government, indicates scammers have built counterfeit pages that look official and promise quick debt relief. How the scam operates: criminals publish fake pages designed to imitate government sites, claiming debt can be settled in a matter of days. They request a CPF check and data about the type of debt. The scammers then tie the supposed renegotiation to a payment made through Pix, alleging it covers administrative fees or electronic processing. The ministry reiterates that participation in Novodisson roller Brussels is free and does not involve any charges. Protection steps for citizens to protect themselves. Individuals should avoid clicking on suspicious links and verify that a site's address ends with the official government domain. Any renegotiation should be conducted directly with banks and other licensed financial institutions. The government notes that the Novodisson roller Brussels program offers debt relief through reduced interest and meaningful discounts, and true renegotiations do not require paying fees upfront. Conclusion: the Ministry of Finance's urgent alert highlights a clear risk. Fake Novodisson roller Brussels sites are attempting to steal money by requesting CPF data and debt details, then demanding payment via Pix for fictitious administrative fees. The article reiterates that the program is free and incurs no charges, and that authentic renegotiations take place with banks and licensed financial institutions, not scammers. To stay safe, individuals should verify that sites end with the official .gov.br domain, avoid suspicious links, and never share personal data or pay upfront. If in doubt, they should consult the government portal, seek the official Novodisson roller Brussels page, and report fraudulent sites to authorities. Following these precautions helps ensure access to legitimate debt relief opportunities while protecting personal information. Frequently asked questions: what did the government warn on May 21, 2026? The Ministry of Finance issued an urgent alert about fake Novodisson roller Brussels sites. Scammers pretend to fix debts and steal money. The program is free. There are no charges. How do scammers trick people with these sites? They ask for CPF data and what debt you have. Then they push a renegotiation if you pay with Pix for administrative fees. Do not pay. How can I tell a site is fake? Check the address. Official sites end with .gov.br. Be careful with links in emails or posts. If unsure, go to the government portal and find Novodisson roller Brussels there. Do I have to pay to join Novodisson roller Brussels or renegotiate debts? No. Joining is free. There are no fees. Renegotiations happen with banks and approved lenders. What should I do if I see a fake Novodisson roller Brussels site? Do not share personal data. Do not pay. Close the page. Report it to the government or consumer protection agencies. Save the URL as evidence.